WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Gaza, aid flowing again, and Hamas working to recover remaining deceased hostages to return to Israel. Vice President J.D. Vance, traveling to the region, says he remains optimistic that the ceasefire deal will hold and Hamas will disarm.
The only real mediators are the United States of America, and so that's the role that we're going to play. I think the American people should be proud of it, but they should know that there are going to be no American boots on the ground in Gaza.
Vance and U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are back in the region to shore up the U.S. peace plan. Former Congressman George Santos, whose federal prison sentence was commuted last week by President Trump, could still face legal troubles. Prosecutors on Long Island are not ruling out the possibility of bringing local charges against the Republican in the district he represented. Santos was serving a sentence for fraud and lying to Congress when the president intervened. Tropical storm Melissa has formed in the Caribbean and could target Haiti, the DR, Jamaica, and Cuba. This is ABC News. New scrutiny on the popular gaming platform Roblox. ABC's Mola Lange has details.
Florida's attorney general is issuing criminal subpoenas against Roblox, the popular online gaming company, citing alleged abuse of children by online predators. The attorney general claims the platform does not properly verify the age of users and fails to moderate explicit content.
Roblox saying it's added extra protections for young users with more rules around messaging, saying it prohibits sharing images and videos in chat, uses filters to block the exchange of personal information, and is implementing age estimation for users. This year's World Series now all set. The Toronto Blue Jays will face defending champions, the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Blue Jays beat the Seattle Mariners in Game 7 last night, taking them to their first World Series since 1993. Game 1, Friday night. Michelle Franz on ABC News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and gusty winds on your Tuesday. West and northwest winds between 35 and 40 miles per hour, with highs topping out only in the mid-40s. Showers looking likely in the overnight. Clouds, it'll stay breezy, with lows in the upper 30s to near 40. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 42 at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. An investigation is underway in West Allis after a four-year-old was found dead over the weekend. Fox 6 Milwaukee reports that the body of four-year-old Dante Campbell was found dead on Saturday. The child's mother and her boyfriend were arrested in connection with his death. Police say Dante was found covered in bruises when paramedics arrived, and that the boyfriend claimed the child was stiff already after falling down the stairs Friday night. Police say that the boy's injuries are not consistent with a fall. Lake Mills police say there's no danger to the community after white supremacist leaflets were tossed into people's yards over the weekend. Those leaflets, sealed in zip-top bags and weighted with birdseed, had numerous messages connected with Nazi culture and pointed people to join a website devoted to white supremacists. Police say residents can simply throw away the messages and that this is a common activity by members of the website being advertised. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Compere Home, we know the way to finance your construction project. From traditional builds to unique rural homes like barn dominiums. With single close construction loans and long-term fixed rates, we make financing simple and steady. Qualified clients even have the option to serve as their own general contractor if desired. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompereHome.com today. We're Compere Home, and we know the way. Compere Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731. We know the feeling. When you close your eyes, you're there. Wide open spaces, fresh air, the home you've been dreaming of. We also know there's uncertainty. Between you and your destination, there's the unknown. But at Compere Home, we've been helping neighbors like you finance rural homes for decades. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompereHome.com today. We're Compere Home, and we know the way. Compere Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Gunderson Whitehall and the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Authorities are sharing the name of an 81-year-old woman who lost her life last week in a Dunn County house fire. Crews responded to an Elk Mound home last Thursday afternoon to find the residence fully engulfed in flames. Patricia Meyer, who suffered from mobility issues, had been unable to escape the flames. Her body was found at the scene. There's been no word on the cause of that fire. The Pepin County Health Department, in conjunction with the UW Eau Claire Nursing Program, is conducting a survey related to water contaminant awareness and concerns. The six-question survey will take no more than 5 minutes. This project is part of the Pepin County Together Community Health Improvement Plan. To take part in the survey, visit the Pepin County Health Department's Facebook page. The former owner of Dana's Bar and Grill has pled guilty to charges. Prosecutors have said that 72-year-old Jeffrey Root set fire to the establishment in 2021, causing more than $350,000 in damage. He sold the business the following year. In Eau Claire County Circuit Court Monday, Root pleaded guilty to a charge of theft of movable property and was ordered to pay court fees. Legislation is being introduced at the Capitol and would provide transparency about local drinking water. La Crosse Democratic Representative Jill Billings authors the Water Quality Notification Act, which would require the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to notify local health departments when it discovers unsafe contamination in groundwater. Billings hopes to get the bill in front of a committee this session. Republican State Senator Jesse James and Representative Todd Novak are also authors of the bill. Wisconsin Consumer Protection is looking for people who may have been accidentally paid for a fake version of an official FoodShare mobile app. Administrator Michelle Reinen says scammers uploaded a phony version of the EBT Edge program last month. The real EBT Edge app is used to navigate SNAP, or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, as it has black, white, and yellow egg icons on it. The phony app was charging people $5 a week or $60 for a one-time fee. If you encountered the fake app or paid the scammers, contact with the Wisconsin Consumer Protection at 800-422-7128. You're listening to WRDN News.
Can I get my physical therapy at Amplify Health in Mondovi?
You sure can. Just ask. I'm Jennifer Plates, physical therapist here at Amplify Health in Mondovi. Physical therapy offers patients access to a range of rehabilitation services like treating back and neck pain, general orthopedic conditions, pre- and post-surgery rehab, balance and fall risk assessments, workman's comp, and school sport injuries. Talk to your healthcare provider to schedule your physical therapy appointment locally at Amplify Health by Gunderson in Mondovi.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction.
The Dunn County Health Department is conducting a survey to learn about child care needs for people who live and work in Dunn County. The short survey will help community leaders understand community members' needs and why finding child care is a challenge. All answers will be kept private. The information shared will be used to plan for future programs and to help build stronger, more supportive communities for families and workplaces in Dunn County. To take the survey, visit healthdoneright.org. The Wisconsin State Senate last week did approve a one-time grant of $10 million for Rogers Behavioral Health to build a new integrated mental health facility in Chippewa Falls, which State Senator Jesse James calls
no less than the most significant win for mental health in the Chippewa Valley ever, and our state for that matter.
Last year saw the closure of Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
We've lost mental health beds due to those closures, including our youth inpatient beds. Rogers will be bringing that back.
The new Rogers Behavioral Health at Chippewa Falls facility is projected to open in early 2027 with 14 inpatient rooms and 24 residential rooms. Charges have been filed in connection with a deadly vehicle accident in Chippewa County. On July 5th, 19-year-old Aiden Nikpom from Thorpe was driving a vehicle that overturned following a two-vehicle collision in the town of Delmar. He died at the scene. The other driver, 32-year-old Cody Allen Skorsted, is now facing charges that include second-degree reckless homicide. Authorities are offering more details on a Sunday incident at the Chippewa Valley Regional Airport. Members of the Eau Claire Fire Department were dispatched to the airport at around 5:30 p.m. after a small aircraft slid off the runway. No one was hurt in that accident. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
An eerie doll display is now available to the public at a museum in Rochester. The Creepy Dolls collection can be seen at the History Center of Olmsted County. The attraction consists of more than 140 dolls, with some surrounded by gravestones. Each doll is paired with an era-specific piece of history that can only be found in Rochester. Guests will be able to vote for their favorite creepy doll, with the winners being announced near the end of the exhibit. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial #250, say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and gusty winds on your Tuesday. West to northwest winds between 35 and 40 miles per hour, with highs topping out only in the mid-40s. Showers looking likely in the overnight. Clouds, it'll stay breezy with lows in the upper 30s to near 40. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 42 at our studios.
The NBA regular season tips off tonight with a pair of games. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Defending champion Oklahoma City opens up at home against Houston, while the Lakers face Golden State later on. The Bucks will open their season at home tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards. It marks the return of Chris Middleton to Milwaukee as a member of the Wizards. Bucks coach Doc Rivers says they plan to honor Middleton with a video tribute.
The fan reaction should be amazing. I have put some pressure on our video crew to, like,
the Jumbotron, whatever, all the stuff we do should be amazing. Because he's a buck for life, no matter where he's at. Pat Connaughton's a buck for life. Brooke Lopez. And so we lost three of those guys from last year. Chris will be the first one coming back.
2025 Fall Classic is set. The Toronto Blue Jays taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers in this year's World Series. Blue Jays advanced to baseball's championship after rallying past Seattle, winning Game 7 of the ALCS 4-3. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments. Extend your vehicle's life with proper maintenance from Riverside Plaza, Durand. Riverside Plaza's ASC certified techs will extend your vehicle's life with oil changes, wheel alignments, tires, and more. As a Napa Car Care Center features a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty on major repairs. Schedule your appointment today at Riverside Plaza, your Napa Car Care Center. Located inside Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Think about it. You take thousands of steps every day. Shouldn't every single one of them feel amazing? Well, with ArchFit hands-free Skechers slip-ins, they can. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to design a shoe that provides amazing arch support for all-day comfort. And best of all, you get all this comfort, stability, and support with the ease of Skechers slip-ins technology. Just slip them on. There's no bending down and no struggling to tie your shoes. Just step in and go. Try ArchFit hands-free Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever comfortable footwear is sold.
Former champions are left outside looking in. I'm Kyle Ricking. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things, like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Sunday's Yellowwood 500 at the Talladega Super Speedway shuffled the playoff standings heading into the final race of the round of eight this Sunday at the Martinsville Speedway. Former champion Chase Elliott was involved in a Stage 1 crash that forced him to the garage and to a 40th place finish. He now sits 62 points below the cut line and is in a must-win situation this weekend. Another past champion in Joey Logano got shuffled to 16th place in Sunday's race and is now 38 points below the cut line in sixth. Currently, the fourth and final spot among the all-important top four is held by Kyle Larson. I'm Kyle Ricking. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Test your well water every year to be sure it's safe to drink. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Even if it tastes just fine, some contaminants can be harmful as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
People on public water systems turn on the faucet for a glass of water, they usually assume it's fit to drink. But if your water comes from a private well, it's up to you to routinely test your water to make sure nothing harmful has found its way in. The quality of a water source can change over time, even suddenly, without affecting how the water looks, smells, and tastes. Some chemical contaminants can cause long-term health problems that take years to develop. David Henrich is the president of Bergerson Caswell, a groundwater service company in Maple Plain, Minnesota. He recommends testing your water at least once per year.
The odds that your water system is going to develop a problem, it's moderately low, but it's one of those situations where unless you test, you don't know. So really testing once a year for things like bacteria, nitrates, and other regionally applicable things like maybe arsenic or manganese might be good things to keep an eye on from year to year.
There are several ways to do this. Your local well contractor can test the water. You can buy a home water testing kit, or you can collect a water sample and send it to a lab.
We recommend testing right from the kitchen faucet, which is one of the most highest used points in your house for water use. And that way you're testing your whole system, because you wouldn't want to just test like right by the tank and then find out you have a problem somewhere else in your water system. So testing at the kitchen faucet allows you to see what's going on in your entire system.
Your local health or environmental health department can help you interpret the results. If the test shows an issue with your water, don't panic. Henrich says there are treatment solutions for everything. Learn more about testing well water at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-260-1679. 800-260-1679. Again, that's 800-260-1679.
43 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are lower. November down 7 to 16.95. December down 19 to 16.54. January down 16 to 16.14. February down 11 at 16.18. Cheese markets are mixed. Barrels up a quarter to 177.5. 40-pound blocks down 3 to 176.5. 12 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 158. 3 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a half to 111.5. 1 trade. Dry whey up a half to 67 even. And 1 trade on the day. Live cattle markets are moving mostly higher as the market continues to recover some of the position lost last Friday, as traders believe the market's fundamentals will continue to support the market's bullish underpinnings. Still no development have occurred in the Fed cash cattle markets, and trade will likely be delayed until the second half of the week. Feeder cattle also moving mostly higher as well. Again, the traders seem to respect and acknowledge the strong fundamental position, but they're keenly aware of the technical risk that lingers. Hogs are moving mostly higher as the market's potentially finding somewhat of a bottom in the futures complex. After trailing mostly lower since late September, the lean hog complex could be establishing a support plane. October live cattle up $1.85 to $243.70. December up $1.52 to $245.17. February up $1.62 to $246.15. October feeder cattle up 32 cents to $373.27. November up 90 cents to $373.57. January up $1.12 to $370.30. December hogs up $1.05 to $83.12. February up 87 cents to $85.60. April up 85 cents to 89.80. Chicago Board of Trade today. Corn markets are moving mostly lower today. Harvest will continue to make strong near-term progress. Fresh export sales remain unreported with the government shutdown, although a strong pace does remain expected. But we are seeing harvest pressure continuing. Soybeans, meanwhile, they are moving up mostly lower as well. The market tried to have follow-through buying after the strong start to the week, but we do have some profit-taking, and harvest will make additional progress this week and helping to pressure prices. Wheat markets mostly lower. The trade seeing short covering limited by a firmer dollar with an overall range-bound action continuing in the market. December corn down 4.25 to 419. March down 3.75 to 433.25. May down 3.5 to 441.75. New crop 26 down 2 at 456. November beans down 1.25 to 1030.5. January down 1 to 1049. March down 1.25 to 1062.75. New crop 26 down 1.25 to 1073. December soybean meal up 40 cents to 285.40. December soybean oil down 74 cents to 50.57. December wheat down 3.75 to 501. March down 4 to 517.5. Minneapolis wheat December down 1.5 to 547. March down 1.25 to 567.25. Energy markets are higher. November crude oil up 45 cents to 57.97. December up 39 cents to 57.41. Meanwhile, November gas down a cent to 182. December steady at 177. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Market traders are unlikely to take on a lot of risk without those government reports. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
After some fireworks due to the back-and-forth trade war escalation between China and the U.S., things have been quiet for most part for the markets. China and the U.S. did place reciprocal fees on maritime shipping from each country. Garrett Toy of Ag Trader Talk says it's yet another escalation.
it's just an escalation of the trade war. I mean, it doesn't really impact grains because China's not buying any grains, you know, but we had the tit-for-tat of China implementing that on U.S.-born ships. And the problem is there aren't any U.S. ships, so it's really a non sequitur there. But I think the biggest thing is obviously it angered President Trump with essentially the weaponization of the rare earths that caused the response from President Trump. And then both sides spoke over the weekend and kind of calmer heads prevailed on Sunday.
He says the market really didn't react to the rhetoric.
The thing is, the market really hasn't reacted, and I don't think for the bean market, I don't think we will react until we see some sort of response from China, and their side has kind of been radio silent. So, yes, the start of the week was very quiet. Not only government shutdown to begin with, but then you had bank holidays as well. It was exceptionally quiet in a quiet market.
He talks about what he's watching in the soybean market.
Well, I mean, I'm more of a spread trader. I follow cash and spread, so that, to me, tells me more about what's happening on the commercial side, the farmer movement, that sort of thing. And bean spread last week are actually kind of interesting. This market coming into harvest was doing everything in its power to discourage beans from coming to the market. We had wide cash carries, we had cheap basis, we had wide board spread carries, and then the spread started to move a little bit last week, narrowing. And then I think that what that did was the pipeline got a little thin. We do need beans to move, and with the spreads narrowing and basis appreciation, I mean, I think that caught the market's attention. A lot of these markets, for example, locally, were 30, 40 cents off of the harvest lows on soybean basis. Part of that's harvests in the last half, and when we get past that 50% mark, we tend to look for a market bottom, if you will.
With the government shutdown, Toy says traders aren't likely to assume much risk without the necessary market information.
We're with the government being closed, not just the USDA, but we don't have a commitment to traders. We don't know what the markets, you know, the market positions are. So, you know, I don't think you're getting a lot of trading. You know, historical, you look at the last shutdown in October, volatility really kind of collapses. Traders head for the sidelines. So I don't necessarily think that anyone's going to assume big risk without knowing what's really going on in the market as far as the internal structure. So that lends to more quiet trade, if you will.
Garrett Toy of Ag Trader Talk. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. The Wisconsin Soybean Association is commending members of the Wisconsin legislature for sending a bipartisan letter to President Trump urging swift action to resolve ongoing trade challenges affecting soybean growers across the state. The letter, signed by numerous state senators and representatives, underscores the economic pressure faced by Wisconsin's 16,000 soybean producers due to continued trade tensions with China. Lawmakers called for renewed federal efforts to restore market access and stabilize farm income by prioritizing soybeans in trade negotiations. We greatly appreciate the show of support from our state legislators, WSA President Doug Rebaut said. Went on to say trade's essential to the livelihood of Wisconsin soybean farmers, and reopening access to key markets like China will help strengthen the rural economy and provide much needed certainty for family farmers. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said he'll be meeting with Chinese Vice President He Lefang this week to try to fend off an escalation of U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods that President Trump does say is unsustainable. Bessent and he spoke on the phone late last week and engaged in what the secretary called frank and detailed discussions regarding U.S. and China trade. He said on Friday the two will meet in person this week to continue the discussions. The two hammered out a temporary tariff truce that will expire November 10th. President Trump threatened an additional 100% tariff on Chinese imports after Beijing threatened to limit rare earth exports. Asked if such a high tariff was sustainable and what it might do to the U.S. economy, Trump replied that it's not sustainable, but that's what the number is because they forced me to do that. A weekend report from the Associated Press said the U.S. may purchase Argentinian beef in an attempt to bring down the price of beef at U.S. grocery stores. We would buy some beef from Argentina, President Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One. If we do that, it will bring our beef prices down. The AP says the move comes after the president promised to address the issue as part of his efforts to keep inflation in check, noting that U.S. beef prices have been stubbornly high for a number of reasons, including drought and reduced imports from Mexico due to the New World screwworm. Bloomberg said Trump didn't initially provide details on what his deal to bring down beef prices entailed, but noted that beef was one area where his efforts to fight inflation haven't paid enough dividends for consumers. The government shutdown and resulting absence of USDA data has left a big void in the volatile grain and oilseed markets. In order to fill the gap, Farm Journal conducted a survey to get an update on yields and harvest progress, as well as other topics on the minds of producers. The biggest takeaway is that U.S. corn yields are estimated to be lower compared with USDA's September estimates in six of the seven pro-farmer crop tour states. Due to disease pressure and dry weather, the 2025 national yield could be lower than the 2024 crop average of 179.3 bushels. As of mid-October, yields are steady to lower for 74% of the respondents in the crop tour states. That's a long way from the higher production for each state's estimate in USDA's September crop production report. The biggest decline appears to be in Illinois, down 7% from September. Americans are forecast to spend $3.9 billion on candy this Halloween. That, according to the National Retail Federation, that's up from $3.6 billion last year and $3.1 billion in 2023. The American Sugar Alliance says the retail price of the items they surveyed increased an average of 19%, but the cost of sugar in each item increased an average of 33%. The cost of planting, cultivating, and harvesting and processing the sugar beets and sugar cane that became the real sugar for your favorite Halloween treats has skyrocketed, and the prices American sugar producers receive for their sugar has decreased. For example, a 10-ounce bag of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups costs $5.49 last year, with the farmer's share at 21 cents. This year, they cost is $6.49. The farmer's share is down to 13 cents. In 2 years, the price of sugar beets and sugar cane have fallen 42 and 24%. Respectively. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Celebrate National Co-op Month with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
Another windy and rainy day today in our ag weather forecast. Expect sustained wind speeds near 20 miles an hour with gusts to near 40 miles an hour at times today. We'll also have scattered rain showers as well. Now, the clouds stick around tonight, but then things begin to slowly clear out by Thursday and into Friday. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, 70% chance of a shower. Highs 42 to 47, relative humidities at 73 to 78%. West winds at 18 to 23, gusting to 40. We'll see anywhere from 5/100th to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of a shower. Lows 36 to 41, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Northwest winds at 16 to 21, gusting to 40. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, another 50% chance of a shower. Highs 44 to 49, relative humidities at 62 to 67%. Northwest winds at 12 to 17, gusting to 30. For Thursday, becoming mostly sunny, warmer, highs 50 to 55. Friday, mostly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 55 to 60. Sunday, partly sunny, highs once again, 55 to 60.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Woo!
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind.
Cane poles sitting down by the creek. Lines in the water, watching those bobbers, seeing that red sun sink. Mama's on the porch yelling, supper's hot. Y'all come and get in. We yelled five more minutes. At 16, it was 12:03, standing at her front door. Katie's dad said midnight, but we needed just a little more. Yellow light flipping on and off, interrupting that goodnight kissing. We wanted five more minutes. Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff, the good times.
Good.
there's angels in the room. All the family gathered round, knew the time was coming soon. With so much left to say, I prayed, Lord, I ain't finished, just give us 5 more.
Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Maybe the jukebox will heal up a heartache, but I'd go in to death. Maybe the whiskey can wipe out a memory, but it only hurts my head. Maybe some dancing will pick me up, but the best song always ends. Now I'm down to telling myself, time is a fool's best friend. Doctor, time, have mercy on me. Don't wait too long. Hard work can fill up the hours, it don't feel this big. Court says a phone call can bring forgiveness, she'd hang up again. Gotta give me something to forget her every time I lay down. There ain't a night goes by I don't wish I'd wake up a year from now. Doctor, time, have mercy on me. Too long to set me free. Doctor, time, I'm counting on you. 'Cause you're the only one who can pull me through. Time, tell the truth. You're the only one I trust. How many weeks until I leave this heartache in the dust? Doctor, time, have mercy on me. Don't wait too long to set me free. Doctor, time, I'm counting on you. 'Cause you're the only one who can pull me through.
Somebody been shot, somebody's been abused, somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the
in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street. For all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. You know, justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
Smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Until you.
Michelle Franz in the White House says there are now no plans for President Trump to meet with Russia's President Vladimir Putin in the immediate future.
This comes after the president said last week, following his phone call with Putin, that he would meet with him in Budapest, Hungary in the coming weeks.